produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It's great to be back with you once again. What an eventful couple of weeks we've had with just all kinds of exciting things. This program is going to be remarkable. We have a very, very special guest with us on this particular program who I've gotten to know over the last few months, and I have found this individual to be a devoted disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, and her ability to help other people to render service has been amazing to see and to observe. She serves in a leadership capacity with our church and has a very direct responsibility for a very amazing initiative that is available to the community and to the society as a whole. So today we are privileged to have Kathy Larson, who is from Northern Alabama, I guess the Huntsville area. Kathy, welcome to our program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So I understand that you're not a native Alabaman, that you're a transplant.
I am. I am definitely a transplant, but I love the South.
So you moved there from Utah, I believe?
Yes, from Utah. I was born in New York and lived there for 2 years. My family moved to California. I was raised there, graduated high school from California high schools, and then moved on to Utah to attend Brigham Young University. My husband and I got married and stayed in Utah, and he worked in the engineering division of space exploration, I guess you'd say. So he's a rocket scientist. And we stayed there, raising our family for 20 years until we moved here to Alabama 12 years ago. But I consider myself a Southerner now.
Well, very good. We're glad to have y'all down here with us.
Thank you.
So I understand that you have raised a few children in this journey with your husband.
Yes, just a few. My husband and I have 6 children. They are all out of the home right now. We have 11 grandchildren, and we'll have 13 by the end of the month. So we have our share of a growing family, and we enjoy that very much.
I understand one is due to arrive this week coming up, as a matter of fact.
Yes, he is. On Wednesday.
He's going to be a special baby, I understand.
Yes, he is, and we would love to have everyone's faith and prayers on his behalf and his mother's. He's going to be delivered early because he's failing to thrive, and we hope that our united faith can help in his cause. So we do appreciate you speaking of that. Thank you.
We'll definitely do that for sure. Prayer is a powerful tool in the arsenal that Heavenly Father has given us, and we'll definitely do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you have a very, very unique opportunity or responsibility because you are called and sustained and set apart in a very important service opportunity with an organization that's called JustServe.org, which is a global kind of service connecting resource to help organizations who need volunteers and volunteers who are looking for volunteer opportunities. And you serve as the North America Southeast Area Just Serve Specialist. And I believe you're responsible for some seven southern states in that responsibility. Plus, you have a local assignment there in the greater Madison area of Alabama as well. So you've got kind of two hats that you're wearing.
Yes. One hat helps me with the other hat, though. I think that the reason why they want me to continue to have my boots on the ground doing the work is so that I will be able to better train those that are volunteering just like me throughout the country, throughout the world, really, because this has now gone global, because it's been so helpful.
Well, as a matter of fact, just two Saturdays ago, Kathy was in Memphis and was very involved in an annual training for over 70 representatives of our church from the area known as the Little Rock Arkansas Coordinating Council, which includes most of Arkansas, West Tennessee, North Mississippi, all the way from Tupelo, Mississippi to North Little Rock, Arkansas, and everything in between. So we appreciated her coming down to Memphis, from your location, coming up to Memphis and helping in the training of our public affairs representatives. It was a great day and a wonderful training that you did for them, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Now, why do we have an organization called JustServe.org? What's the purpose of it, and how did this come about?
Well, I believe, and this is strong feelings from my previous experience in another faith. I'm a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that all Christians and most people of faith, even if it's not a Christian religion, believe that we have a lot of responsibility to loving our neighbor and to caring for those around us and to lift our community. And because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believes so strongly in increasing faith and hope and goodwill, and we know the importance of contributing to peace and caring for the planet and supporting all people, JustServe was created and supported. Now, we as a church are supporting this at the headquarters level, the technology part, the website building part is being supported financially by our church. But because it is such a great community resource, we are giving it as a gift to all the world. And people like myself, who are asked to volunteer our time and our energy and our hearts to building these connections between nonprofit organizations and people who want to serve, they've decided this is worth the investment. And JustServe.org is now a website and an app, and we are offering it to the community to help do those very things that we believe all of us should be doing as disciples of Jesus Christ.
You know, as we think about the scriptures, there's many references in quotes from the Savior that would give us added incentive to be mindful of that. I'm thinking of John 13:35, where the Savior very specifically says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." And many times we think of love as just, you know, being cordial, being nice, being friendly, but obviously actions speak louder than words. And when we can physically do things and morally support individuals that are having difficulties or challenges, being of service to each other is definitely keeping this commandment, if you will, and directive from the Savior. And of course, the scriptures are just filled with many, many examples. Even the Savior himself said in Luke 22:27, "I am among you as he that serveth." So even the Savior, by his example, demonstrated to us the importance of serving one another and loving one another.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. He is our best example of how we should be acting towards all of our neighbors.
Absolutely. Now, part of what our mission with Power Up Your Family is to help build strong families. And obviously, parents and grandparents, as they work with their children and their grandchildren, our program a couple of weeks ago talked about the importance of teaching children to be responsible for work in the home and ultimately to have employment and to earn income and to manage their money. And that's a very important way in order to develop character and to teach children to prepare themselves for life. But outside of that arena, how does service help young people prepare them for living a better life?
Wow, I have a long list of benefits of service, from my personal experience as well as from raising my own large family, and then also documentation that I can be sharing with you. We have a list right here in front of me that I can share. Blessings of service, benefits of service. In general, this is not even just to youth, this is to all people. Giving service leads to a longer life. It increases self-esteem. Participating in service allows for career exploration. Service reduces stress. It's a means of giving back. It helps you develop skills and discover other areas that you may be strong in. It gives you an increased sense of social responsibility. It helps you develop interpersonal communication skills because you're out in the public working with others. It helps you make connections that also could be connections for future jobs or future relationships. And it helps combat depression, because you're doing good and you're leaving the world a better place by doing that service.
I understand that you have a son who is currently serving as a full-time missionary with our church. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's in
Argentina. Yeah.
And how long has he been out on his mission?
It will be 1 year on October 9th. And yes, I'm counting.
As do all mothers and most dads, of course. But prior to his going out on this mission to a foreign country to serve his fellow man and to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, how old was he when he had an opportunity to render some unique service that kind of was a life-altering experience for him?
I believe he was 15 and a half. He might have been almost 16 at the time. I can't remember the exact time of year. But I was able to take my youngest son and my oldest son with me when I went down to do some crisis cleanup relief in Baton Rouge during the flooding that happened down there a few years ago. When we were assigned a team, we went out to a location where we drove down the road and could barely see the homes because of the piles and piles of the remnants of things that used to be inside these homes. But this was 3 weeks post the flooding, and they were just waiting for the floods to recede. All of the items, beds, clothing, dressers, refrigerators, everything were just piled up alongside the road waiting for a cleanup. And what our job was to do was to go inside and gut the home, strip it down to just the bare board, and remove everything to the street. My son worked alongside with other adults, and it was hard work. In fact, one of the experiences that he had was before we were assigned to this one house, they were underneath a trailer, and one of the drainage pipe, the one that goes to the toilet, actually broke all over them. But there was a lot of giving of yourself because of the heat, because of what was expected of us during this crisis relief. But the time that he spent in this home, this woman who lived in the home actually pulled up, and we met her and took pictures with her, and we remain friends to this day because she was so grateful for the service that we rendered. But my son shared with me just before he left to go to Argentina, he said, you know, one of the pinnacle points of my life was that time that I was able to serve alongside of other people who were giving their all to strangers. that was a life-changing moment for him because it let him know the effect that he could have on the world. Youth today, I know this for a fact because I've observed it, youth today have a deep, inbred desire to make a difference. And they will do whatever it takes to leave their mark on the world. And I believe that service is one of those great vehicles that we can introduce to our youth today, and even to us older people, if we haven't started it yet, that could heal and build character and mold us into the people that we are supposed to become.
You know, I have found over the years that many times when individuals are dealing with personal problems, they get overwhelmed, sometimes deal with depression, and we get caught up in the, I hate to use the term personal pity party, but we get so caught up in our own little realm of anxiety and challenges that one of the best cures that I've ever seen is when we get outside of ourselves by serving other people, because number one, now we're not focused on ourselves. Number two, seeing the joy that we can bring in other people's lives by being of service is great therapy, and it's very helpful. And I understand that serving strangers has a lot of benefits, specifically for teenagers and some of the things you mentioned earlier. There's something that you might want to expand on a little bit.
Absolutely. We know that adolescence is a difficult time for all of us. We've all gone through it, but especially today with all that is available to us, we found that a lot of our teenagers, especially the younger set from 11 to 14, are really struggling. But some are really thriving and engaging in meaningful and unique service opportunities. And what's the difference? The ones that are not are struggling more so with mental health issues or problem behaviors. And there have been a lot of research studies done on this very subject. One of the most recent research studies said that one possible help for teens is really to get them involved in service, but not just service. You know, service to their brother or sister or to their grandma down the road or to their next door neighbor is great service, and that definitely needs to be done. But there's a difference between serving someone that you know, someone that you feel sort of obligated to serve, and someone who absolutely you have no ties to. And they thought there's got to be a reason behind this phenomenon. And so they really dug down deep, and they found out that those who give service to strangers realize that these efforts are not expected, and they feel better about who they are after giving that type of service. They feel more grateful and hopeful. They feel like who they are as a person has meant something, that they've contributed. And the reason is because it represents a relatively high-cost behavior. It's something that goes above and beyond what is expected of them. And that very small difference is what makes the difference between someone who's just going through the motions and someone who really gets something out of this experience that they're having. It's not only the help, the helper that's being helped, but the helpee is being helped. Actually, in reverse, not only the helpee that's being helped, but the helper. So it's reciprocal. The effort that's being made by the one person is helping multiple people.
Absolutely amazing. Now, in the time that we have left, tell us a little bit more about justserve.org. Who can participate in it? How can they participate in it? And what comes as a result of that?
Wow. This is where my heart is. This is what I spend most of my time doing, is talking about justserve.org, because it works. It works for organizations who need volunteers. They need more help to do the good that they are already doing. it connects them because it connects them to people who want to do service, because we post their needs in a beautiful fashion on our website and app. Everyone can go to justserve.org. Anyone. You can register. It's very easy. It takes an email confirmation, and then you have your own profile that's logged in with your email and your password. And you can keep track of your own service hours if you are a volunteer, or you can be notified of people who are interested in volunteering for you if you're a nonprofit. We service any nonprofit organization that's 501c3. We service faith-based, civic, and government organizations trying to support that, like I said earlier, the good that they're already doing in the community, the connective force. And the website offers things like organization pages, where your organization can put in an about section, as well as contact information, links to your website and your Facebook pages and your Instagram pages. All of those things are available to be this great connective force that it's meant to be. We just want to lift communities wherever we are. And volunteers like myself are working to make these connections happen. So if you're a nonprofit who wants to get on to justserve.org, just go ahead and log on to justserve.org. There is a button at the very bottom that says submit a project. You are welcome to do that, or you can also ask for more information, and someone local, another volunteer like myself, will contact you and help you to be able to put your volunteer needs on the website. If you are a family who wants to do service together and you want to get some of these benefits that we've been talking about today and give them to your family members, say you have a team who's struggling, who's very self-focused, or who doesn't have a lot of self-esteem, get them out doing service. It builds over time. It truly builds, and it also protects them against any negative type of behaviors like aggression or delinquency. JustServe.org is a gift. I think of it as a free gift, but it's not just that. It's a blessing to families. It's a blessing to communities, because it does the work that takes hours and hours for a family who's looking for service opportunities to do on their own. It's already there. It's clear. All these organizations and their projects have been carefully vetted to make sure that they are a safe environment, to make sure that they truly have these needs, and that their organization does give back to the community. And JustServe is a beautiful opportunity for all people, and we hope people would take advantage of it.
You know, I'm on my computer, and I just logged into JustServe, and I see that there, within 5 miles of my where I live, there's 19 opportunities here just in the Memphis area. Things such as an organization called Ashes Refuge, which helps with immigrants who are dealing with the transition from coming into the United States from foreign countries, to youth villages, which helps with troubled children and helps their families in helping them get things in order. The Salvation Army needs donations and volunteers. Just going down through the list here. Take photos of gravestones at different cemeteries, and Shelby Farms Park needs volunteers, and it just goes on and on. So even some hospital opportunities to be of service at one of the local hospitals. So this is wonderful in terms of being able to give organizations the means to get their needs out to the public. But it's a great way for the public to be able to find things where they can volunteer. Some of these opportunities are kind of you go, you do it once. Others may be a recurring opportunity. And obviously, folks that are retired, stay-at-home moms, maybe who now have their kids all in school and have some free time during the day, and teenagers in the afternoons and on the weekends who, when they're out of school. So this can be universally beneficial to pretty much everybody, can it?
Absolutely. And that's the purpose behind it all. It is to get us to rub shoulders together so that we can bless each other with our presence, with our hearts, with our light, and to lift our community.
And obviously, as we help the communities, and help our families become more unified and more strengthened, we help our community as a whole become a better place to live and to foster that spirit of cooperation and mutual love. And I love the Savior's message in Matthew 25, where when he talks about, "For I was hungered and he gave me meat, I was thirsty and he gave me drink, I was a stranger and he took me in, naked and he clothed me, I was sick and he visited me, I was in prison and he came unto me." And of course it goes on to where the people that he's talking with say, "Well, when did we see thee?" And basically the bottom line was, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." And so I think justserve.org is a great blessing for all of us to be able to give service, and for those who need service, be able to be that linking organization to make that possible. Kathy, it's been great to have you with us. Is there any final comment or thought that you'd like to share with us?
I am just passionate about doing this. As I say, I'm doing this voluntarily. I am not compensated for the work that I do here. And the reason I do it is because of what it makes me feel. It makes me feel like I'm a better person for doing so. It makes me feel like I am making a difference. And I can see the change in others when they receive service. I feel like communities who don't take advantage of something like this struggle because they cannot fill all of their volunteer needs. And I'm not promising that any organization that comes on JustServe will have all of their volunteer organization needs met. But what if they were increased? What if those needs were fulfilled in even a 20% measure? How much more good could they do as an organization if they get that help? And we hope all of you who are listening today can understand this reciprocal, cyclical kind of benefit that JustServe.org can be for communities, families, organizations, and the world as a whole. So thank you for letting me be able to share my passion with you today.
Well, it's been wonderful. I know your heart, and I know that the work you do is amazing. And we're going to have a link on the show that will be on the Facebook page with justserve.org, and we encourage our audience to click on that, review it for yourself, and perhaps use social media to encourage others to participate. We are at the end of our time. It's been great, Kathy, to have you with us, and for all of you who've been able to listen into this program, we encourage you to share it with others. We are happy to have this opportunity to once again testify to you that we know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is our Redeemer, and we share that with you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.